It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Published reports say that Governor Rick Snyder plans to use a workaround to move the international bridge crossing between Detroit and Windsor forward without the assistance of the legislature. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly has been a key point person in moving the bridge project forward, and he joins us now. Lieutenant Governor, welcome to the program.
Pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
So can you help us understand where things stand with the bridge?
Well, we continue to vigorously advocate for the need to secure a modern end-to-end border solution between Michigan and our most important trade partner that buys more things made in Michigan than anybody else in the world, which is Canada. We have a terrible bottleneck at the current very limited, very narrow, and really out-of-date infrastructure facility that we really need to solve for. So we continue to move forward with plans to solve this because ultimately jobs are our top priority.
So specifically, what do you plan to do to move this project forward?
Well, we continue to work with our partners at the federal level on the Canadian side of the bridge and within different aspects and levels of Michigan government as well to review all of the options and the potentials and so forth and to come to an agreement, a consensus among all the interested parties and on exactly how to move forward. So I'm afraid I'm not in a position to announce what the solution is because we don't have a final determination on all the different points and how it's going to happen, but we do look forward to answering those sorts of questions shortly.
As you are coming up with this final plan, are there items that you're specifically concerned about getting resolved?
For us, the most important point is how do we connect the freeway system in Michigan to the freeway system in Canada directly? That's really the problem that we're trying to solve here. Right now, at the site of the Ambassador Bridge, where you get off I-75 and where you get on the 401 in Canada, there is 7 or 8 miles and about 20 traffic signals on a very congested commercial street that is not really equipped to handle the type of trade traffic that is possible between our two nations. And unfortunately, a lot of entities are trying to steer around Michigan right now in their growth patterns because of the congestion at this area. That is the critical problem that we're trying to solve so that we can have expanded growth in our manufacturing sector here in Michigan.
Do you anticipate additional pushback against the plan that you're proceeding with now? And if so, from whom?
I do expect that the owners of the Ambassador Bridge will continue the campaign of deceit and the campaign of lies on what the proposal actually is. They have literally 99% market share of the commercial traffic through this corridor, which is the busiest corridor between the two largest trade partners in the world. And so that's a big, they have a huge monopoly premium that they're able to charge, raise their rates 20% last year, and they can do that. When you have a monopoly, you can do whatever you want.
For those people who are still ambivalent, still believe a new bridge should be a private endeavor, what would you say to them?
We are proposing a private bridge. That's the ironic part. We're proposing that we simply make it a competitive process. So the difference is, do you want a private bridge that is competitively bid, or do you want a private bridge where the government pre-selects one special interest group to handle a new billion-dollar project? That's really the difference here. What our proposal would do was it would open up the bids and private sector companies could compete for the best proposal to put their own money in to build, finance, design, and manage and make the money off a new bridge. They'd be subject to the terms that they bid under, and there would be some accountability back to the residents of both Canada and Michigan.
Where the Snyder administration is concerned, how urgent of a priority is this?
I consider this to be a very risky scenario that we're under right now. We have to have another border crossing because a shutdown because of weather, terrorism, or because of maintenance would be absolutely crippling to the Michigan economy.
We've been speaking with Brian Kelly, Lieutenant Governor of Michigan. Lieutenant Governor, thank you for joining us.
It's been a pleasure to be with you.